Test 7, Part 4. You will hear two friends talking about hiring a builder. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
Alistair must have had his home renovated by now. It's been a while. Do you know if it's finished, Stuart?
Oh, Annabel, it's been an utter nightmare for poor Alistair and his family. Their house looks as if it's been bombed. I've been to see it. Their builder promised to finish the job in 7 days, but they've been at it for 8 months now.
Well, I'm not surprised in the least. Builders are a horrid lot, aren't they? I should know.
Why? What happened?
Well, Harry and I got a builder in for an extension to our cottage. He had the Federation of Master Builders logo on his letterhead and promised to finish the £18,000 job in a month. He claimed he needed £12,000 up front to start work. After 2 weeks, he abandoned the job. He left us without doors, windows or drainage. You wouldn't believe the mess. Anyway, I checked up on him and found out that he had conned thousands of pounds out of poor, unsuspecting people in the same way as he had us.
I'm so sorry, Annabel. Talk to me before you decide to hire another builder. There are a number of precautions you need to take.
What are they?
Well, obviously, always get a quote, a written estimate of the costs. Most people don't even do that. Can you believe it?
No, actually, I find that hard to believe.
Nevertheless, it is true. The next step is to find out the basics about materials and building to give you a rough idea of what things should cost. A builder once asked for a £15 per square metre to tarmac my drive, and I know very well that the going rate is around £5. Also, you should talk to friends and relatives who've had work done, and DIY shops or wood suppliers will give you useful advice.
Yes, but it always costs more than they say, doesn't it? How much leeway should we allow a builder?
No more than 20% over their original quote. There are, of course, unforeseen extras which can add up, and you must expect that. Now, the second mistake people most often make is to pay out of their savings. But I think it might be worthwhile to get a loan. But whatever you do, do not agree on anything until you've got estimates from 2 or 3 reputable builders. Eventually, you will come to favour one particular contractor.
Is there a way you can draw up a contract?
Yes, of course, you should always demand a contract. But if it's only a small job, the written estimate can serve as a contract. But If the work involves a major structural alteration or addition, consider employing an architect.
Wouldn't that make it a lot more expensive?
Well, yes, it would. But the architect would provide you with detailed plans and specifications, check the contract and keep work costs under control. My final piece of advice to you is to be there in person while the property is being renovated, so that if questions arise, you're there to deal with them. Quite apart from anything else, your presence keeps the builder on their toes and makes it less likely you'll get ripped off.
That's a hell of a lot of work, Stuart. What am I going to do? Give up my job so I can have my cottage renovated?
No, Annabelle, you don't need to be there the whole time. Look, all I'm saying is that if you do your homework, you should be able to hire a reliable builder to do good work at a fair price. Now you'll hear part four again.
Alistair must have had his home renovated by now. It's been a while. Do you know if it's finished, Stuart?
Oh, Annabelle, it's been an utter nightmare for poor Alistair and his family. Their house looks as if it's been bombed. I've been to see it. Their builder promised to finish the job in 7 days, but they've been at it for 8 months now.
Well, I'm not surprised in the least. Builders are a horrid lot, aren't they? I should know.
Why? What happened?
Well, Harry and I got a builder in for an extension to our cottage. He had the Federation of Master Builders logo on his letterhead and promised to finish the £18,000 job in a month. He claimed he needed £12,000 up front to start work. After 2 weeks, he abandoned the job. He left us without doors, windows or drainage. You wouldn't believe the mess. Anyway, I checked up on him and found out that he had conned thousands of pounds out of poor, unsuspecting people in the same way as he had us.
I'm so sorry, Annabelle. Talk to me before you decide to hire another builder. There are a number of precautions you need to take.
What are they?
Well, obviously, always get a quote, a written estimate of the costs. Most people don't even do that. Can you believe it?
No, actually, I find that hard to believe.
Nevertheless, it is true. The next step is to find out the basics about materials and building to give you a rough idea of what things should cost. A builder once asked for a £15 per square metre to tarmac my drive, and I know very well that the going rate is around £5. Also, you should talk to friends and relatives who've had work done, and DIY shops or wood suppliers will give you useful advice.
Yes, but it always costs more than they say, doesn't it? How much leeway should we allow a builder?
No more than 20% over their original quote. There are, of course, unforeseen extras which can add up, and you must expect that. Now, the second mistake people most often make is to pay out of their savings, but I think it might be worthwhile to get a loan. But whatever you do, do not agree on anything until you've got estimates from 2 or 3 reputable builders. Eventually, you will come to favour one particular contractor.
Is there a way you can draw up a contract?
Yes, of course, you should always demand a contract. But if it's only a small job, the written estimate can serve as a contract. But if the work involves a major structural alteration or addition, consider employing an architect.
Wouldn't that make it a lot more expensive?
Well, yes, it would. But the architect would provide you with detailed plans and specifications, check the contract and keep work costs under control. My final piece of advice to you is to be there in person while the property is being renovated, so that if questions arise, you're there to deal with them. Quite apart from anything else, your presence keeps the builder on their toes and makes it less likely you'll get ripped off.
That's a hell of a lot of work, Stuart. What am I going to do? Give up my job so I can have my cottage renovated?
No, Annabelle, you don't need to be there the whole time. Look, all I'm saying is that if you do your homework, you should be able to hire a reliable builder to do good work at a fair price. That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.